Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Jody. Thanks for joining me. Now, taking a closer look today into Singapore's consumer sector. Now, it's been a tough period for the industry with, you know, weaker sentiment. But I guess there's been a silver lining, you know, in terms of latest data coming in right now that consumer prices in Singapore rose in December for the first time in more than 2 years. The CPI rose 0.2% from a year earlier. Why are you reading from this, Jody? Do you see this as a sign of recovery and pickup in consumer spending?
Right, so I think it's often seen as one of the signs for recovery. While we would still have to consider, you know, various other factors, including like wage growth and sentiment for a fuller picture. So as you mentioned as well, sentiment, I think for the most part of last year, consumer sentiment was weak for both Singapore and Malaysia. And while we still see that, you know, sentiment seems to be improving based on the Consumer Confidence Index, the index is actually still in the pessimistic territory. I guess, there's a pickup in consumer spending, so hopefully we should see that translating to revenue for our Singapore-listed F&B companies as well.
And what are your expectations of fourth quarter earnings, Jody, when results are announced perhaps later this month? Makes you expectations of a heavy window dressing period?
So we don't really expect much earnings surprise from our coverage for 4Q16. I think focus for these companies would still just continue to be on managing costs. We will look out for any changes in market share for their products as well as expansion plans in the year ahead.
And last year, the sector saw a series of privatizations and acquisitions in industry. We saw Osim and Eu Yan Sang both taken private, and F&B player Supergroup Limited also receiving a $1.5 billion cash buyout offer from a Dutch firm. What are you reading from this, Jody? And are valuations currently attractive in this sector?
Right. So the privatizations and acquisitions do suggest that valuations have been generally reasonable. I think most recently we saw a general offer for Auric Pacific as well. So the sector does look attractive, especially against the strong long-term growth fundamentals for the Asia region.
And Jody, I'm just curious to get your thoughts as well. You know, what in your view, what's driving this surge in corporate activity in the consumer sector? You know, this series of privatizations and M&As.
Right. So I think one reason could be that the softness in earnings amid increasingly strong competition in various subsectors of the consumer sector. So the market has been pricing in the negativity, and this has led to certain undervalued companies. So I think especially for M&A as well, buyers would have taken advantage of the situation to have a new growth area or enjoy operational synergies from the M&A.
And coming into 2017, we're also seeing higher commodity and oil prices, which have both staged a mild recovery. How is this impacting margins of listed players, who are now faced with the prospect of higher production and raw material costs?
I think if we look at food manufacturers, for instance, they tend to buy their raw material needs a few months in advance. So the impact of rising raw material costs on margins would not be immediate. Also, manufacturers with sizable market share are able to pass on the higher costs through raising their selling prices of their products without adversely affecting sales. So it seems that impact should not be immediate.
And last year, the Singapore government also unveiled its retail industry transformation roadmap, I guess with very broad aims to improve productivity and reduce waste in the industry. What are your key takeaways of the plan, Jody, and what do you think some of the objectives behind it?
So the Singapore government introduced both the food services and retail industry transformation roadmaps, where the key idea is to reduce manpower dependence and improve productivity. I think this is important, especially given the high operating cost environment for both retail and FMB companies here. So I think we've seen like listed FMB companies such as BreadTalk who have made similar efforts, such as working on manpower scheduling, menu analysis, and they have effectively maintained their gross profit margins above 50%.
And what are some of your top picks that you favor in the sector right now, Jody?
So our topic would be Sheng Siong Group for the stable cash generative business, decent dividend yield of about 4%, as well as the strong management execution over the years. We have a buy call on the stock with $1.15 fair value estimate.
Thanks so much for your insights. That was Jody Fu, investment analyst at OCBC Investment Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.